According to my next guest, the world would be a much better place, a much more hopeful place, if we all treated each other with the love and compassion Ron, Denver, and Debbie shared so freely. Let's talk about these people now by being portrayed by characters, same kind of different as me. The bestseller releasing in theaters October 20th. Sneak peek here in Grand Rapids come the 18th. An honor to have a little sneak conversation with you, producer Stephen Johnson of Same Kind of Different as Me. Good morning, Stephen.
Well, good morning. It's such an honor to be here this morning.
For you and yours, Pure Flix Entertainment, doing good things yourself as a producer, bitten by the film bug, and has life been a pretty good journey for you thus far, Stephen?
Well, it has. It's been a great journey, and, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, I was so much bit by the film bug as I was bit by this just incredible true story that I felt like needed to be told across this world. It's just got such a great message in it. Of faith and hope and love and friendship and forgiveness. And, you know, it just hit me at the right time where I could, you know, really dedicate the last 3.5 years of my life to getting the story told in such a powerful way.
Awesome. The story in the book, of course, Same Kind of Different as Me. Mel Trotter Ministries brought Ron Hall in to discuss his story, and certainly what an inspiration. But now you have presented that inspiration into the movie. So I turn to you, producer Stephen. What's Same Kind of Different as Me all about? Remind us of the story.
Yeah, it's a true story, and I think that's really important for the world to know that, you know, this isn't make-believe stuff. I mean, this actually was a very true story, and we tried to stick to it as much as we could in the filming of the movie. So, you know, what this is about, the movie's about a homeless man by the name of Denver Moore, and Denver Moore grew up on a Louisiana plantation and left at an early age and committed a crime and spent 10 years in prison and had a 25 years riding the train tracks of America, and ultimately ended up in the streets of Fort Worth, Texas. And in his journey there, he met this incredible couple from Fort Worth, Texas, named Ron and Debbie Hall. And I should really say incredible woman, because Debbie Hall was serving in a homeless mission in Fort Worth, Texas. And she had such a great heart for other people. Ron, well, he wasn't necessarily, you know, the best husband in the world, but he was trying to repair his marriage. And so he was spending time with his wife, Debbie, and doing the things that were important to her. And she wanted to serve in this homeless mission. And then one day they meet this very violent man who busts into the homeless mission and starts swinging a bat and breaking windows and turning over tables. And basically it was a man that Debbie had dreamed about several weeks earlier. And she told Ron, he says, Ron, that's the man of my dreams, and you need to go meet him, and you're supposed to become his friend. And that's how the journey began.
Awesome. And here we are turning that journey into film. Tell me about what the film shows and a couple of your leads here, Stephen.
Yeah, so the story, you know, as the story progresses, Ron and Denver end up becoming friends. And what we find out through the journey is that, you know, everyone has something to give other people. And when you love on people, they can ultimately fulfill what their purpose in life was. And so it turns out that Denver was an incredible person and very wise, and ultimately ended up saving Ron and Debbie's marriage. And in real life, after the movie, after the book was written, in real life, actually, Denver and Ron traveled the country and raised over $100 million for homeless missions throughout the country. And this story resulted in him, you know, becoming Citizen of the Year in Texas and being recognized in the White House. And it's just a remarkable story of what people can give when they're loved and they're encouraged and, you know, their needs are met. And ultimately, it turns out that he had so much more to give us than what his current life was about. So, you know, the movie is it's incredibly moving. We were so blessed to have an amazing cast, and I mean, it is an award-winning cast. Greg Kinnear plays Ron Hall, and Renee Zellweger, who is just phenomenal, plays Debbie Hall, the perfect person to play that role. Jaimin Hunsu plays Denver Moore, the homeless man, and then John Boyd has a very active role in the movie as Ron's father. And then Olivia Holt has a role as Ron's daughter, and she's an up and coming Disney star. So with people like Greg Kinnear, Renee and Jaimin and John Voight in a film, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better group of actors to portray this story.
Awesome. Again, the story, same kind of different as me. It's being shown here the evening of October 18th, Celebration Cinema, GR North, and IMAX. Log on to meltrotter.org for more information or check out their Facebook page. And, of course, I mean, theaters nationwide October 20th, Stephen.
That's right. We're so excited. I mean, we've got a great release in communities throughout America on October the 20th. You know, our hope is that will expand in other parts of the world. I mean, we just feel like this is we know it's an inspiring film. I've watched people walk out of this movie and be changed people. I've watched them, whatever their cause is, whether it's, you know, it's I want to serve, you know, homelessness, or I want to be a better husband or a better wife, or I just want to make a difference in this world by doing small acts of kindness. We know people get inspired by seeing this movie. And the truth is, it's just a great movie with great actors. But it's so much more. And, you know, that our intent was to get this, you know, message out there so that people just are inspired and will go do things and live their life to their fullest purpose. So it comes out on the 20th. We hope everybody will go see it. Opening weekend is really important for us because that will lead to further expansion in different markets around the world. And so our hope is that people will come out and support the film in a great way. And I know they'll be blessed by being there.
Nice. All right, producer Sam or Stephen Johnson, tell me a little bit more about how we find information on your good work.
Yeah, absolutely. The website of the movie is www.samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com, and you can find everything on there, including a blog that we put on there, and more information about the actors in the movie and the purpose of the movie and the director. But you can also buy group tickets. You know, if you want to take a group, whether if it's a church small group or a group of high schoolers or just, you know, a business group or whatever it might be. This is a great film for everyone. And it's just got such a great, powerful message associated with it. So we encourage people to go online, check out the website, take a group of people, take your friends, go see this movie and be a changed person.
Movie based on a true story. Thanks to you. October 18th right here in West Michigan, Celebration Cinema, Grand Rapids North and IMAX, meltrotter.org for more information. Thanks to you, Stephen Johnson, and keep up your good work.
Well, thank you very much.